those things that eat up your winter clothes or wool clothes if you're not careful?
A moth.
Okay, or two of them would be?
Moths.
Okay. What do you call those insects that fly around at night and flash their lights on and off?
Lightning bugs.
Okay.
Or fireflies.
Okay. What do you call the kind of insects that fly around at night and bite and sometimes cause malaria?
Mosquitoes.
What do you call the kind of insect that is a long thin body, about that long, and they have two pairs of just shiny, pretty wings that are, I think, as long as the body. And the body sometimes blue and sometimes it's black, sometimes it's gray. And it hovers around a stock tank or a pond or something. Like it'll hover about this far from the water and eats mosquitoes, stuff like that.
Dragonfly.
Okay. You ever call anything else?
No.
Okay. What are kinds of insects that are flying insects that sting real bad that you have to be, you know, careful not to get into?
Wasps or bees.
Okay. You have two wasps or one?
Wasp.
Okay. What do you call the kind that make their nest out of mud or dirt?
Mud daubers.
Okay. And there's a kind that, I think they build their nests on the ground and they have yellow on their bodies, someplace a stripe, yellow stripe or something like that. What would you call them?
Those hornets.
Okay. What do you call the kind of little insect that if you walk across the grass without shoes, they get down in your skin and make a place that looks like a mosquito bite and itches real bad?
Chiggers.
What?
Chiggers.
Okay. What do you call the kind of insect? Some are green and some are brown. They just hop along the grass and some of them.
Grasshoppers.
Okay. You ever heard anybody call them hopper grass?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If you haven't cleaned up in the corners of the ceiling, a lot of times you'll find little what scattered up there?
Cobwebs.
Okay. What would you call one that's outside?
A cobweb.
Okay. If you have to pull up a tree stump, you have to dig around and cut up the
roots.
Okay. You know how many roots are used for medicinal purposes?
No.
Okay. What kind of a tree do you tap for syrup?
A maple.
Okay. And if you had a big group of these trees, you'd call it a what?
A forest.
Okay, this is a New England question. what are some trees that commonly grow around here?
Cons, sycamores, and ananquas.
What's that?
An ananqua, or a sugarberry tree. It's a rough, small leaf, and in the springtime they bloom in white blooms. Little tiny white blooms, and then the blooms turn to white berries, and then they turn bright yellow, and then they fall off. They're beautiful. They're messy.
Yeah.
Oak trees, lots of oak trees, various kinds of oaks.
Okay. What kind of a tree did George Washington cut down?
A cherry tree.
Okay. And what do you call it? It's a kind of bush that grows along wild. Out, you know, if you're just driving down the road, it grows along by the side of the road or along fences, and the leaves turn bright red real early,